I was with Jerry Savelle, and he said, the Lord said to me, he said, close your eyes. So he said, I closed my eyes. And he said, now you're at the foot of the cross. And Jerry said, I closed my eyes and I'm at the foot of the cross. And the Lord said, now go around the back. He said, I went to the back. He said, now look up. He said, I looked up. He said, you see my stripes? He said, yes. He said, Jerry, by those stripes, you're healed. I've never been able to improve on that. By those stripes, we were and we are healed. Every morning of my life, I have a shaving mirror and I have handwritten little notes and I just scotch tape them up on my mirror there. 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I go through it and I read it, put it in my eyes every morning. And then I go to the Matthew, you know, the 8th chapter, 14th verse. And then over to the book of Luke. And when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law laid sick of a great fever. And he rebuked the fever. And he touched her hand and the fever left her. And she got up and ministered to them. And when evening was come, they brought many who were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And we bless the Lord, oh, our souls. And we bless the Lord, oh, our souls. And we never forget all of his benefits. He's redeemed our life from destruction. Now listen, the 103rd Psalm, he has redeemed our lives from destruction. He has forgiven us of all of our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Now, he's forgiven us of all our iniquities, and he fills our mouths with good words so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. My testimony. I was sitting up with my mother. And she was having a lot of troubles, heart troubles and so forth. I was sitting up with her. It looked like she could go just any moment. And I was trying to stay awake. And she kind of rustled around. I said, oh. Whew. And I heard the Lord say, she doesn't need healing. I said, well, you could have fooled me. What does she need? He said, have you not read in my word in the 103rd Psalm? I flipped it over there right quick. He said, had she known how to pray this, I would have renewed her youth day by day by day. And he said, I suggest you go through this every day yourself. Yes. Amen. And those of you that are partners, you see that it is on the prayer list. So this is prayed for you every day. I pray for that for you every meal. And I bless the meal with it. Praise God. Did it this morning. Amen. Your faith has made you whole. Now, Luke 18:35, and it came to pass that as he had come nigh into Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. He cried, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they went and rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, do hazard for me on me. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked, what will you that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive your sight. Your faith has saved thee. The word save, I want to point this out. The word save, sozo, means soundness. It means healing. It means salvation, being born again. That's the reason I want to read this one. Your faith has healed you and made you whole. But here it saved him. Yeehaw. Now, the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. There's that word again. For I bear record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant or uninformed about God's righteousness, and even about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, the right standing with God. For Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, may I make a strong suggestion to you that the Lord made for me years ago? He said, stop, translate, and meditate. Is it referring to his anointing, which is in me and on me? Is it referring to him personally? But you can't separate him from the anointing. Now, wait a minute. Yes, you can. Because he was not anointed. He was the Son of God. He was just as much the Son of God when he's 28, 29. He was just as much the Son of God when he was the Son of God when he's born.
Yes, sir.
The Son of Man when he was born. But he was not anointed. Well, Brother Copeland, what? I don't understand that. We'll just hang on a little bit. For Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks. Say it. The righteousness which is of faith,
speaks.
What is one of the fundamentals of faith? You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Well, what about someone that doesn't have speech? Wait, they say it with their hands because it's in their heart. And I had the Lord say this to me one time. He said, if they will take this and really move towards it, while they're doing these things, I will heal their speech and ears. A few cases that's happened. But it would happen more often, according to him, of course. But when a person is raised that way, I have a partner and a close friend that's blind. And he lost his sight when he was about 18 years old. And he doesn't know he's blind. So he chose to go to school for ballistics. Ballistics? Yes. What is that? Well, ballistics is What's the bullet drop? What's a cannon drop? And he likes that. And his shop was called the Rifleman. And so he would take, the government had some foreign makes, and John and I went there one time on the firing range that he had. And you take, I was firing this Czechoslovakian rapid fire, what is a machine gun. And the government would have him take these foreign things and find out how they operate and then train the soldiers to operate them if they needed them in the field. That was one of his contracts. And it jammed. And I said, Mark, he came over there and said, hand me that thing. He said, get me my tools. And he's had it here. He took it. Oh, that's what's the matter with that thing. No wonder it did. And he told somebody to make a note of this. And he said, now, Brother Copeland, try it again. And it worked. You could see it with his fingers. Praise God. Now, let's follow this. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? Would you put that up, sweetie, in the Classic Amplified? Who shall ascend into the deep? Who shall ascend into the abyss? The abyss. That's hell. That's where Jesus went to buy our righteousness. The deep. Or who shall ascend into the abyss? That is to bring up Christ from the dead. But what does it say? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. Here it is. The word of faith which we preach. Brother Hagin didn't write that. I didn't write that. The Spirit of the living God wrote it through the great Apostle Paul. To the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth confession is made unto healing. Now, this is the one I go to sleep by. Jairus' daughter. And so, at night, I just close my eyes, and I'm in the boat. And I'm standing there, and I say, there's Jairus. Oh, and he's fallen at the master's feet. Oh, do you suppose my little Mary Elizabeth is sick again? Maybe nothing. Oh, well, here. Oh, look at the crowd. It must be serious because Jairus fell at his feet. But the master picked him up and just followed him. And I thought, oh. Look, such a crowd. And the master stopped and said, who touched me? Who touched my garment? What do you mean? This is in the scripture. Oh, look at the multitude thronging him. And he said, who touched me? And he turned around about to see her that had done this thing. And she crawled out. And she told him she'd had an issue of blood for 12 years. Sought many physicians. But it had become worse. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 5:22. A miracle. This is a miracle chapter here. The madman of Gadara. And this is wonderful in the life of Jesus, how easy it is to receive from him and through him. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. And he had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. So he said, you go preach what that the God has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis. So you have to you have to know that the master had a seamless garment. That seamless garment had to be woven by someone. So if you're going to tell me that this was a poor man just going about, somebody got the lucky ticket, got healed. No. So you have to look to the Lord and work these things in your heart and imagination and pray in the Spirit. So amen. So they came by the ship into the other side. Much people gathered him to him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there come one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman, when we get to heaven, I want to know her name. What's your name, sister? I've preached about you for 58 years. And Brother Hagin before me. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. W-H-O-L-E. What is wholeness? Wholeness. You're made whole. So what do you, as a spiritual detective, what do you detect from that? She was made whole. Whatever enterprise she was in, it doesn't mention her husband. So I'm to expect she's probably a widow. But it was a certain woman, not a parable. She heard of the... There was no new covenant then. They were writing it. Come on. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were writing it. This is recorded. Matthew recorded this. He was right there, just taking it all down. Mark was Peter's spiritual son. John, Mark, traveled with Paul. And then he got messed up with them and they had a big fuss. Paul and Barnabas did, and they didn't want to take him anymore. So he just wrote this. But Peter is the one that dictated it to him. So now, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Listen, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and then she felt in her body. The faith did it. She was made whole. Then she felt it.
Yeah. sir.
The blue letter Bible said, then she knew it. She knew it. Well, certainly she would have known it. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, virtue, was dunamis, power, had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around about for her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, she could have been reprimanded for this without going to the priest. She's unclean. She's untouchable. And there's the leader of the synagogue. Fearing and trembling. Who touched my clothes? You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around about her that had done this thing, and the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, don't you know J. Iris felt good about that? Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, and be whole of your plague. Let's just stop right there. I don't care where you are. I don't care what part of the world you're in. It's the same Jesus. If you read over there in the book of Acts, when Jesus was lifted out, glory to God, and it was headed up, and the angel said, you men of Israel, why look you up? This same Jesus will return again. This same Jesus is sitting at the right hand of majesty on high. This same Jesus resides on the inside of us. This same Jesus has made us and caused us to be new creatures in Christ.
My name is Robert Meekins, and I'm from Cinnaminton, New Jersey. I was having a lot of nerve pain, and it's been going on for about 30 days, really excruciating pain. It was hard to turn my neck, a lot of pain in my back, and I couldn't even sleep at night. And even when I was working, it was like shooting down my arm, just really excruciating pain. While I was here, sitting under the Word, I understood and knew what Brother Copeland has been carrying for the last 40 years that I've been watching him. I understand anointing and the call of God on his life and the testimony that's continually following his ministry. As Brother Kenneth Copeland was teaching the word about healing and going through the healing scriptures, I could just feel a warmth and a healing, and I could just, that pain is just gone. I mean, I can move my arm, move my neck. It's all gone, totally healed by the word of God. And I thank God for being here. I came expecting. And I sat here today. God totally healed me. The pain is absolutely 1,000% gone. And I know it was Jesus Christ.
There's a medicine with no side effects, no limit, and no cost. Just life-giving power. In God's prescription for divine health, Gloria Copeland reveals the supernatural cure that never fails. The Word of God. More than just comforting words, His Word is alive. It's medicine for your body, strength for your spirit, and healing for your life. Whether you're standing in faith for your healing, maintaining what you've received, or simply determined to walk in divine health every day, learn from Gloria Copeland how God's prescription works. It's not just about knowing the Word. It's about giving it your full attention and believing it with all of your heart. Take it daily. Believe and act on it. Then watch the seed of His Word grow and bear fruit in your life and health. God's prescription for divine health is not just a way of life. It is life. God's prescription for divine health, the book by Gloria Copeland, is available now as a free download on our website, kcm.org/TV special. Learn from Gloria Copeland as she proves by the Word of God and confirms by her personal experience that God's supernatural medicine exists. Follow God's prescription to receive your healing and help maintain your divine health. This offer is good for 60 days. Be sure to download your free digital copy today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. In today's message, Brother Copeland pointed out something important that Jesus said to the blind man after he was healed. Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you." Now, the word saved means soundness, healing, and salvation. The same faith that brought healing and changed that man's life will bring salvation to you, taking you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Jesus did all the hard part for you. He took care of the sin that separated you from God and made a way for you to come into God's presence as a member of His family. All you have to do is what Brother Copeland said today, confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead and you shall be saved. So will you pray this with me? Jesus, I confess my sins. I believe from my heart that you died for me. I declare you as my Lord and Savior. I am born again. Amen. This is a new day for you. Welcome to the family of God. He is your heavenly Father now and has prepared a life for you that's above and beyond what you can ask or think. So to help you discover this new wonderful life in God's family, the Copelands have a free resource they want to send you called The Salvation Package. Now, you have a new identity, and you can say, I'm no longer a sinner, I'm righteous. I'm no longer sick, I am the healed. I'm no longer poor, I am prosperous. I'm no longer rejected, I am loved and accepted by God. And this salvation package will help you with this so you can begin to renew your mind with the anointed teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and experience the blessed life of God. To receive your free copy of the salvation package, please visit our website, kcm.org, or call one of our prayer ministers and let them know that you'd like to receive your package today. They'll be so excited to hear about your new life in God's family, and they'll pray with you over any situation. Remember, God's word has the answer for your victory. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.